Next, we could introduce the other international staff office staff members. Well, I don't know about that. My name is Laura Laamanen, and I work at the international office as international coordinator, and I coordinate the incoming Erasmus student mobility, international Erasmus international credit mobility, ICEP student mobility, and NUPLUS student mobility. If you are any of these students, I'm your coordinator, and you're welcome to come and see me and ask me any questions you have in mind.
Hi, I'm Tiina Savela. I'm the coordinator for the bilateral students, the faculty level bilateral students, the first exchange students, and the Becas Chile students. So if you're here through one of these programs, you are one of my students. So please come and see me with any questions you may have. And as our former trainee and our current tutor said in our last orientation program, please remember that there aren't any stupid questions, and we will try not to give you any stupid answers.
Hi all, my name is Agnes Stojic, and I work in the Student Union and very closely together with the International Office. And one of my main tasks is coordination of the tutoring services that you have and you are receiving right now. We will see tomorrow, and I will then tell you a bit more about the Student Union. Welcome all.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Anna-Maria Holmstedt, and I work as a student exchange assistant at the International Office. It's really nice to see you all here now. I mostly work with the incoming Erasmus students and also with the Friendship Family program. So if you still have some questions about this program, you can come to me or send an email. Welcome to Jyväskylä.
Hi everyone, my name is Yelizaveta Artemastova. I'm the trainee of the International Office, and I'm in charge of the International Office Info Desk. Your tutor will show you later where it's located. So if you have any questions, you can come there and ask. And it's the main place for you to pick up some documents or get your certificate of arrival or certificate of departure signed. Please always remember to contact us and call or write on Facebook. I'm behind the Facebook page called JYU Intel Info Desk. If you have any questions, and like it was said before, they are really no stupid questions. So see you later today. We're open from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. and we usually go to lunch between 11:15 and 12. During orientation, I will be there until 4, but please don't come later because the doors of the building will be locked. Welcome to Jyväskylä.
Okay, so now that you know so well us, we would like to get to know you. But unfortunately, I don't think we have that much time to go through like this for everyone, so we can do it in groups. And in this way, you can also get to know a bit each other as well. So I'm going to ask questions, and I would like you to stand up if the answer is yes. And this is also very good because, as it's said in Finland, sitting kills. Too much sitting is not good for you, so this is some exercise for you before a long day. So we could start with learning where you are coming from. Again, unfortunately not too much in details, but at least by continent we can do it. So first, and I think it's going to involve the greatest group. Europeans, please show yourself. Very good. I'm sure now you remember every one of the Europeans. Thank you. You can sit there. Next one, North American students. Yay. I see you found each other already a bit. Next one, Central and South American students. Yay! Thank you. And then Asian students. Very good. Perfect, thank you. And now it's getting exciting. Do we have students from Africa?
Nope.
And another exciting one. Australia, New Zealand. Yay! Very good. Perfect, you got your 1 minute, second of fame. Everyone knows you now. Next, I could ask you some other questions, and two are out because Tuija took them for me. One would have been, have you seen snow, or who hasn't seen snow before? And the other is, do you know some Finnish? But now you all know some Finnish because she just taught you some. So let's see the other ones. Very good one. Who is going to go to Lapland? Yes. Very good. Because it's not cold enough yet here. It's not enough snow. You want some challenges, I think. ASN is going to take care of you. They will have some troops coming up, so there will be that. And if you're not going to ASN, there are plenty of people to choose from, as you can see, so you can organize some troops on your own as well. Next one. Are you excited about the winter? Yes. Bravely said. Okay. All right. Good. There were the ones who jumped up, and then there were those who were like, no way, I'm getting up. And then some, because of group pressure, they stood up. That's okay. You will learn to like it. You have no choice, really. Then, are you planning to study Finnish? Finnish language? Yes, very nice. Most of you, I'm very happy to see. Very good. We have some excellent courses, so you can start probably next week. And the last question I have you tried salmiak? Yeah, probably some maybe don't know what it is, but you will learn. And now those of you who are standing, those of you who liked it,
no.
Stay standing. Yes. Okay. All right, this was it for me. Thank you. This was nice to getting know you a bit better, and then just continue in the breaks and in the following days and weeks between each other. All right. And now that we know each other, we can start with this.
Yes, now to some practicalities related to the orientation program, to your studies here, student cards, user IDs, and passwords, and so on. So just a few facts before we go on with the program. We will have the orientation days today, Friday, and Monday. The orientation program can be found on our website, so please check our website for the program. And we have also the program on the hallway pinned to one of the boards, so you can also check the program there. These orientation program sessions are really important and will provide you with a lot of useful information about studying and living here in Finland and in Jyväskylä. So please be present on all the sessions. It will make your lives so much easier since you will get a lot of important and essential information during these three days. So please don't miss it, or don't arrange any other program for this time. During the orientation program sessions, our info desk will be closed, so please only come and meet us at the info desk at the international office after the orientation program sessions. We will be busy here at the orientation with you, so we won't be able to have the info desk open during the sessions. And also we want you to be in the sessions during these three days. Today, after this welcome session, we will continue with a session on academic practices at the University of Jyväskylä. Our colleague from the Faculty of Information Technology, Nina Olmshow, will go over the facts related to studying in at our university. After that, we will have a session on encountering a new culture. After that, there's a lunch break and then a campus tour guided by your student tutors. Your student tutors will show us around the different campuses that we have here in Jyväskylä, and we'll show you the different buildings as well. Tomorrow, we will start the day here at the university with a check-in desk from 9:30 to 10. If you have, for example, any arrival certificates to be signed, you can stop by at the info at the check-in desk, and you can have your arrival certificates signed. Some of you were already a little worried if you didn't have an arrival certificate to be signed. No worries. Only some home universities require such a document. So if your home university didn't give you an arrival certificate to be signed, you don't need it. So there's no need to worry about it. Only in the case that your home university asked for such a certificate, you should have it signed. And a perfect opportunity for that is the check-in desk tomorrow morning from 9:30 to 10. Before the check-in desk, if you live in Kortepohja, you should visit the Kortepohja accommodation office and have your lease signed there. They're in the morning from 8 to 9:30. So this is for all of you living in Kortepohja. We will have a housing session also on Friday, and you will learn more about student housing in Jyväskylä at 10:50 tomorrow. But just for the lease signing part in Kortepohja, tomorrow morning is the time to do it. The day starts tomorrow after the check-in desk with a presentation from Agnes about the student union. There will be a session on the digital services, quite essential, since all the course registration systems and many of the other systems are run by the digital services, so they will be given a presentation about all of that. After the housing session, there is a session on the library services, and after the lunch break, you will have your faculty information session or departmental information session. The times and locations for your faculty or departmental information sessions are on our website, on the orientation program website. So please have a look in there for details on when and where your session will be. The faculty information sessions are really important, as you will be getting faculty-specific information related to your studies here in Jyväskylä. So do attend these sessions. We have several student restaurants and student cafeterias here on our campuses. The closest ones to you the closest one to you is the Piatto restaurant, which is right there, and it's open this week, this Thursday and Friday, until 2 p.m. So for all of you guys who are used to having late lunch, unfortunately, this cafeteria is only open until 2 p.m. This week. So if you want to have lunch on campus, remember to go there early enough. Lotsi on the main campus during this week is opened until 3 p.m. So that will give you a little bit more room to have your lunch if you prefer having lunch a little bit later. Some of the cafeterias this week are still closed. For example, the student union restaurant Ilokivi is closed this week and won't be open until next week. You can check the restaurant menus on semma.fi or ilokivi.fi. And semma.fi has the menus for all the other restaurants apart from the student union restaurant Ilokivi. They have the menus on their websites in English as well, so you can easily check them there. Here's a campus map. We are now in the Mattilanniemi campus in the Agora building down by the lake. Up on the hill is the main campus, which is called the Seminaarinmäki campus. And that is the campus where our office, the international office, is also located. So in order to come and see us, you should walk up the hill to the main campus. And we are next to the university library in the T building. Your student tutors will show you where we are. But it's the T building, second floor. And then to student cards, and Agi will be able to tell you more about those.
Indeed. So the student cards might interest quite many of you. One of the most important things you need to know about it, that it is only for members of the student union. It's one of our benefits. So if you are not a member and you would like to get a student card, you can still join the student union, and then later you can order the cards. You can order the card online on frank.fi. And when you start the ordering process, there will be a number of different kind of cards that you will be offered. We recommend you to either get the digital student card or get a plain plastic student card. You will be also offered initially a card with a payment feature, but unfortunately that's not available for you guys because that requires you to speak Finnish or Swedish and have a Finnish ID or passport or things like that. So those are quite big problems, I think, for you. So forget about that. Get the digital student card or order a plain plastic student card. A bit more about these two different kind of cards. Digital student card, you can download the Frank app to your phone. And when you have the Frank app, then inside the Frank app, you can activate the digital student card. I recommend you to take a screenshot of it. When you have your digital student card, when it's valid, there will be a blinking sign on it. So when you show it, for example, in a restaurant in different places, they will know it's active. But because it is a digital student card, as you know, things can happen always when we are talking about these kind of things. So sometimes it might happen that there's some kind of hiccups with the Frank app and it doesn't work and you need the discount. So for that case, you can take a screenshot. And if there's a bigger problem, we will let know the restaurant so they will know to accept the screenshot. The screenshot otherwise won't be accepted in normal situations because they will look for the blinking sign. But when there's a bigger issue, for those times, it's good to have the screenshot just in case. And the plastic student card, you will need to order it online, and you will need to pay for it with a credit card. I assume that most of you have a credit card or you have access to a credit card. That has been the tendency for the past years, but it might be that some of you really don't have any access to any credit cards. Your parents don't have it. You can't borrow it from a friend. In that case, if you absolutely have no access to your credit card to use, then please let your tutor know, and the tutor will let us know. And then in the student union, we will organize one afternoon, for example, when you can come and order the student card there, and we can pay with the student union's credit card, and you can pay it for us. So there will be some arrangements done then for that group who can't use a credit card. But do let the tutor know, please, and then we will inform you about this day. if you order this plastic student card, remember to register your Finnish address with the Finnish post. The cards are being manufactured somewhere else in Finland, so they will send it by post. And if your address is not registered with the Finnish post, it might be that they won't dare to deliver your card to you because they see that there's a card, this address is not registered to, or this name is not registered to this address. We are not quite sure if we dare to, because it might be a bank card, for example. So sometimes it happened that even though the address was correct, the student didn't get the card. So make sure you do that first. The card will be delivered in 2-3 weeks' time after ordering. And remember that card, that plastic card, won't be valid yet. You will need to visit the student union and pick up a validating sticker to your card. And after that, it will be valid and you can use it then. And the student union office is located in Ilokivi building. So it's the same building where the Ilokivi restaurant is. And this week it's still closed, but next week we will be open, and then you can visit us anytime from 12 to 4, from Monday to Thursday, and on Friday between 12 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then, moving on to problems. If you try to get the card, either the digital version or the plastic one, and you get an error message that your student's status is not valid, there can be a number of reasons why you get this error message. One thing is that you have not joined the student union, so remember to do that. Might be that you have paid the student union membership fee, but you have not showed us the receipt of the payment. So in that case, you need to bring it to the international office and show it either to the info desk or bring it to the student services. They are located in the same building. Frank, the company who is manufacturing the cards, they are a separate company. So we will need to kind of provide the information to them that you are a member of the student union, and this takes a couple of days. Frank can get this information right away when you have showed the receipt. So after you have done this, wait a couple of days, and after that, try again to get the card, and then it should work. If it still doesn't work after a few days, then please contact Frank directly. We in the student union or in the university, we can check out whether your membership shows in our register, but that's all we can do. And if it shows and it still doesn't work, then it is Frank who will be able to help you. Unfortunately, we won't be able to do that. So then always contact Frank. A bit more about discounts. So I assume most of you don't have yet a student card. And before you have a student card, you can use the certificate of registration that you have just received in the check-in desk. So you can use that certificate of registration in the restaurants around the campuses. So by showing it, you can get the student discount just normally. The restaurants usually accept this certificate of registration in the first month. So during January, you can use that paper, but after that, probably you already have the student card, or if you decide not to join the student union or not to get a student card, you can get this Kela meal subsidy card. You can get it from the international office, and that's a small card that you can just put in your wallet or your phone case, so it's much more handy than the certificate of registration. And with this card, again, by showing it, you can get the discount in the student restaurants on campuses. If you want to travel, then that's another case. So before you have your student card, you have two options. If you want to travel by coach, then you will need to get a matkahuolto student card. For that, you need a certificate, and you can get the certificate from the student services. And with that certificate, you will need to go to the travel center. You will need to have 10 euros and a photo of yourself printed, a small ID photo, and you can get this card immediately, and it will be valid during your stay here. This card is not required if you want to travel by Onnibus, because Onnibus doesn't provide student discounts anyways. Their prices are already quite cheap, so they don't offer student discounts on top of them. If you want to travel by train, then you will need to have another certificate, and that certificate you can get from the student services as well. The difference is that with this certificate, you can travel, so you don't have to go anywhere to give this certificate and get a card and all this hassle that you have to do with the coaches. With that certificate, you can travel, but always make sure that you have the certificate, or when we are talking about the coaches, the card with you when they check for your ticket. And because if you don't have those with you, you get the fine.
You have all received, hopefully, a username and password for the university computer network. If you didn't receive yours, for example, if you were late this morning, you can pick it up tomorrow morning from the info desk from 9:30 to 10. And we will be here in the Agora building just like this morning. If for some reason you didn't receive yours, you tried to pick it up, you can get yours from the digital services, from the X building on the main campus, X125. And the digital services are open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Remember to bring an ID with you, whether you pick it up from the international office, from the info desk, or the check-in desk, or from the digital services. Before you start using your username and password, it is very important that you change your password at sso.jyu.fi before you start using any of the university systems. Otherwise, your username will be locked and you won't be able to use it before the digital services has reopened the username for you. So it's really important not to log in into the course registration system, for example, before you have changed your password at sso.jyu.fi. When you go into sso.jyu.fi, you are required to change your password, fill in your contact information, and select a default email address as well. We will recommend, and we do recommend, using the University of Jyväskylä email address as your email, and then perhaps forward your email from this address to whichever email address you use, because the University of Jyväskylä email address is required by some of the systems and services we use at our university. Remember to save all this information once you have entered it into sso.jyu.fi so that it's there. And remember again that if you don't do this, you won't be able to use your username because it will be locked. If for some reason your username is locked, please contact the digital services in the X building and they will be able to help you out. Your password should be at least 8 characters long, and the password should have 2 capital letters, 2 small letters, 2 numbers, and 2 special characters at minimum. So make sure you create your password so that it includes all of this. Otherwise, you will have to keep on doing it until you succeed. Choose a complicated password. do not use any real names or pet names or birthdays, etc., so that your password is safe. And don't use the University of Jyväskylä password in any of the other services that you use to and keep it safe. And then to student tutors.
Yes. So a couple of words about student tutors as well. Every one of you have a student tutor, and I assume you have all met them. Anyone not met their tutor? Okay. So I would like to talk with you then later. but most of you have met your tutors, and your tutors have picked you up. And there are a list of other tasks as well that your tutor can help you with. Your tutor is really worth of gold, so appreciate them and really ask your questions from them. You can ask questions now, and you can also ask later into your stay. Maybe in March you want to do something and you're wondering about something. You can still turn to your tutor all the way throughout your stay. But the main tasks of the tutors are... well, you were contacted before your arrival, and they met you yesterday or a couple of days ago when you arrived. They are also here to take care with you of practical issues, so helping with registration, visiting necessary offices, showing where you can do what, and helping you to get familiar with the university life. So. With the university practices, how to register to courses, where you can find what, the student restaurant, all these things. And they will also give you a campus tour, which is scheduled for today, and later there will be a library tour and a city tour as well. And please do turn to your tutor bravely, because they are really there to help you. They apply to be a tutor. They really wanted to do this, and they are really happy to help you with these issues. So don't be shy about it. But there's one exception that your tutors can't help you with, and those are study-related issues. So if you would like to ask that, hey, can I take this course? I wonder if I can take this course. These kind of questions, they can't answer to you. So with these study-related issues, you should always turn to your own department, to your own program coordinator, so they will be able to help you with those. And in case you encounter any problems or you have any questions related to tutoring, then please do let me know. There's my email address, and I've also sent you a couple of emails before your arrival, so you find my email address also from your mailbox.
Some of you will be receiving a scholarship from the University of Jyväskylä. You should know who you are if you are receiving a scholarship, since you have been informed about this. But as a reminder, if you are an ISEP student, an Erasmus Plus global student, in other words, Erasmus Plus international credit mobility student, or a first student, you can pick up the first installment of your scholarship today, Thursday, from 12 to 4 p.m. from the international office. Remember to bring your ID with you when picking up your scholarship. Some of the Erasmus students here now may be wondering, what do I mean by Erasmus Plus Global or Erasmus Plus International Credit Mobility? And with this, I mean Erasmus students coming mainly from outside Europe. So this does not concern European Erasmus students. You can relax. You will be receiving your scholarships from your home university. But there was a question up there. Was this perhaps about this? Okay, good. Perfect. Any other questions that you have at the moment on your mind? Feel free to ask. We will put the presentation on our website. Actually, all the slides, as soon as we get them from all the speakers, will be on our website, and you can check them there. So on the orientation program website, no need to write down the notes. Any other questions? If you have any questions later on, you can find the International Office in the T building on the second floor on the main campus next to the university library. So please come and stop by. Our info desk is open from 9 to 3. Our intern will have a lunch break from 11:15 to 12. But at other times she will be there. And during the orientation program, you can come until 4 p.m. And like she said earlier, the doors will close at 4 p.m. So please make sure that you come before that. You also have all a faculty-level international relations coordinator who will be able to help you with your study-related questions. And you can find the contacts of your faculty-level coordinators on our website. And you will also meet the faculty-level coordinators in the information sessions that the faculties have tomorrow. Also, the student union is there to help you with questions related to the student union and, for example, the student cards. But thank you so much. Next, we will have a session on the academic practices of the university.